Kamala Harris flexes number of conversations and meetings she had with world leaders. By Charlie Spiering on October 11, 2022. Vice President Kamala boasted at a fundraiser on Monday that she has been busy on the international stage meeting with prominent leaders. As Vice President of the United States, I have now, 20 months in, met with and directly talked, by phone or in person, with 100 world leaders, she said. Presidents, prime ministers, chancellors, kings. Harris spoke about her accomplishments during a fundraiser with prominent donors in Princeton, New Jersey. She said that as vice president, she has experienced what it is like to represent the power of the United States around the world. We have always been able to walk into those rooms chin up, shoulders back, talking about what it means to invest in the strength of a democracy, imperfect though it may be, she said. Harris has made a point of meeting several world leaders separate from President Joe Biden, giving them a tour of her office in the Executive Office Building and escorting them out on the balcony for reporters to see her. Harris also traveled to Paris to meet with French President Emmanuel Macron in 2021. At the fundraiser, the vice president urged her supporters to continue fighting for Democrats in the midterm elections, thanking them for everything they had done in 2020. Everything we do in these next 29 days matters, and momentum is on our side, she said. Harris reminded voters of the importance of Democrats winning two more Senate seats so they could federalize election laws, ban assault weapons, and legalize abortions in all states. She appeared at the fundraiser with Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, whom she described as my brother and one of the greatest feminists in the United States. He has this beautiful way of being that and also being an extraordinary fighter when there is a need for a fight, she said. A fight for what is good and what is important. And so, I love you, Cory Booker.